Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
On the 4th of July. All on the 4th of July.
And here we are, July 4th. Thank you, James Taylor. The year seems to be flying by. We've had a string of sunny and not humid days, and that's been great. But that apparently is about to end. Let's get the latest now in AccuWeather. And we welcome in our meteorologist, Joe Lundberg. Joe?
Yeah, we've had some great weather the past 3 days, but we can put that behind us in a rearview mirror. The humidity is going to come way up today, and that's going to be the seed of trouble for later on. And trouble minor in nature, just a pop-up thunderstorm around the area this afternoon and this evening. They're not going to be everywhere, but the fact that they're going to be there could have an impact on Macy's 4th of July fireworks or even your backyard barbecue. Temperature will get up to about 85 today, and we'll slip into the upper 70s as those fireworks are set to go off this evening. We'll have to keep a close eye on the radar. For the rest of the holiday weekend, we'll have to dodge a thunderstorm at some point later tomorrow. Good chance for a thunderstorm around the area Saturday, but Sunday right now looks dry and very warm. Temperatures in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
All right, Joe, thank you. 4th of July, of course, means the annual Macy's Fireworks Show. 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM is your exclusive radio home for the Macy's Fireworks Spectacular. And this year, the show is on the Hudson River line, as the old song goes. It returns to the Hudson for the first time since 2013, and we check in with our Glenn Shuck.
Some of the official viewing spots on the Jersey side include Pier A, the park in Hoboken, incredible views from West New York and Weehawken, Edgewater, restaurants and hotels are booked solid to watch the big show. Here's Edgewater's Mayor Mike McPartland with some words about better get here early.
We've been putting out warnings all week. We had we had a flashing sign on River Road during the week to leading up to the 4th. But it's the birthday of our country. So, you know, it's all good. Everybody should enjoy themselves.
Mr. Will Koss, of course, is the executive producer for Macy's.
14th Street to 34th Street will be our pyrotechnics area. So we're going to have five barges, over 60,000 shells and effects firing off for 25 consecutive minutes of fireworks in the sky.
The 48th annual show set to begin just before 9:30 tonight. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on the west side.
The NYPD is gearing up for tonight's fireworks spectacular along the Hudson with beefed up security while monitoring any possible threats.
The NYPD will have more officers out for this July 4th fireworks show than ever before. People are being encouraged to take public transit. This is the first time since 2013 that the Independence Day celebration will be on the west side in the Hudson River. Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry.
If you look at the east side, we're talking about two different roadways. You have the FDR, which is elevated, and then also the regular, you know, just a regular street level. So on the west side, we're not dealing with that.
Which he says will make it easier. No credible threats, but an FBI bulletin did mark the event as an attractive target for a drone attack. Counterterrorism Chief Rebecca Weiner.
We've been dealing with a complicated threat environment that we've spent a lot of time talking about for the last 8 months.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at police headquarters.
Every July 4th, we run stories about the dangers of trying to set off fireworks on your own. The Suffolk County Volunteer Firefighters Burn Center at Stony Brook University Hospital is offering some advice to anyone who decides to take the fireworks matter into their own hands, which you should probably not do. Dr. Steven Sandoval is medical director of the Suffolk County Firefighters Burn Center.
Stop, drop, and roll still takes into effect if you are on fire. Remove yourself from the situation, cool down the area that's burned. You run cool water over the area. And then you want to get yourself to a hospital if your burns are over, you know, over your joints and your hands, feet, private areas, your eyes.
Same advice applies for not just people who might be playing with fireworks, but also if there's a mishap around backyard or park barbecues, cookouts, and fire pits. So maybe you like fireworks. How about your pets? A few tips now from Dr. Carly Fox, the senior veterinarian at the Schwartzman Animal Medical Center.
Get them in a part of your house or your apartment that has the least noise pollution. So if you know that there's a bathroom, a basement that your pet likes to go to, trying to get them comfortable in that room and spending as much time in that room as possible during the fireworks is a good idea.
I find that usually feeding them helps, whether it's fireworks or not. July 4th means the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest with one big no-show this year.
16-time champion Joey Chestnut signed an endorsement deal with a vegan hot dog company. So for the first time in a long time, he's not going to be at the contest. But host George Shea says it's not for lack of trying on Nathan's part.
He is never banned. He's never been banned. We want him there. We wanted him there. We conceded on all these elements. It was an exclusivity issue. The door is always open. He's the champion of the world, the greatest champion ever. We want him in Coney Island. He's always welcome.
Without Chestnut, the field is wide open.
That's correspondent Christopher Cruz, also attending today's hot dog eating contest, PETA's Hell on Wheels pig truck. Trisha Lebkatcher is with PETA.
Animals who are killed and ground up to be made into hot dogs are sensitive, intelligent beings who fought for their lives. This needless killing is 100% preventable, since no one needs to eat meat, dairy, or eggs.
Fourth of July tradition dates back to 1916 and takes place outside Nathan's flagship location on Coney Island in Brooklyn. 14 women will compete beginning at 10:45, followed by 15 men at noon. The cyclist in Astoria is in critical condition. He was struck by a vehicle fleeing from police during a police chase. Police say officers were trying to pull a car over because the plates did not match the vehicle. Police have a suspect in custody, a 46-year-old man who reportedly has 19 prior arrests for misdemeanor charges. The victim is expected to survive. Another chase in Brooklyn yesterday afternoon, this one in Bedford-Stuyvesant involving an MTA bus. It's not yet clear what led to the chase, but an MTA bus and at least three other vehicles sustained damage. FDNY says seven people suffered minor injuries. It's a day off in the bribery trial against New Jersey U.S. Senator Robert Menendez. Closing arguments could come as early as Monday. Menendez said yesterday that he chose not to testify because prosecutors failed to prove, quote, every aspect of the case against him. So the defense rested its case after calling witnesses for 2 days to try to counter the weeks of testimony and exhibits and communications presented by the prosecution. Add riding a city bike to the list of things that are getting more expensive. City Bike has announced an increase in per minute pricing for all e-bike usage. Goes into effect next Wednesday. There are no changes to annual or monthly membership pricing, a day pass, or a single pass. The Manhattan District Attorney has announced the indictment of a man suspected of attempted rape in Central Park last week.
43-year-old Jermaine Longmire was already in custody for allegedly groping a 27-year-old woman in the subway on June 15th. 9 days later, police said he attempted to rape the 21-year-old sunbather in the northwest section of Central Park. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joe Kenney.
Jermaine Longmire's DNA was discovered on the survivor's bikini bottom.
Kenny said he had been arrested 8 times in New York City and has a criminal history in New Jersey, Maryland, and Florida. Following the attempted rape, the NYPD said cameras are coming to the park that will stay up permanently. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It is one of the greatest calls in sports history.
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds.
Still sends chills. Al Michaels with the call of the Miracle on Ice at the 1980 Olympics, Team USA beating the Soviet Union in the semifinal round, not the gold medal game. Michaels will be at this month's Olympics in Paris, kind of. NBC announced it will use AI software to recreate his voice to deliver daily recaps of the Summer Games on its Peacock streaming platform. This is seen as a milestone for the use of AI by a major media company. Ironic that we reference a great example of the human spirit, the playing of a game, in the story about technology.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.